Through the pandemic. Helen McNamara says the then Prime Minister only viewed the crisis as an international problem to begin with, and that there was no plan.
There was a sort of de facto assumption that we were going to be great without any of the hesitancy or questioning. Unbelievably bullish, we're going to be great at everything approach is not a smart mentality to have.
The current Deputy Prime Minister, Oliver Dowden, says Boris Johnson will give a full account of his actions during the pandemic to the inquiry. Footage has been seen of several ambulances transporting injured people arriving in Egypt from the Gaza Strip. Under a deal reached between the Egyptians, Israel and Hamas, a number of foreigners and the critically wounded will be allowed to leave the territory. Our correspondent Cordelia Lynch, who's in Jerusalem, says opening the Rafah crossing is significant, but hospitals are under pressure.
A lot of injuries from within Gaza, and there are concerns about the capacity of the medical system within Egypt to accommodate them.
The science secretary says the risks posed by artificial intelligence are serious. Michelle Donnellan's been speaking at a UK-organised summit on AI safety, saying nations must work together so it becomes a force for good. Two men have been arrested by officers investigating the felling of the world-famous sycamore gap tree. The pair, both in their 30s, have been bailed. Next has raised its full-year profit forecast for the fourth time this year. The retailer says weekly sales actually fell by up to 7% in September and were also lower during the first half of last month. And Robert De Niro shouted, "Shame on you," in a New York courtroom during his ex-assistant's abuse case against him. Graham Chafe Robinson is suing the actor, alleging he called her names and shouted at her. That's the latest. I'm Laura Saint.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. 13 degrees, light rain and a moderate breeze. But it will be dry, actually, for the next couple of hours. And then as we get into late night, about 10 o'clock now, you're going to get about 80% chance of rain right the way through. And then tomorrow will be raining a very high percentage, about 80%. Throughout the rest of tomorrow, but it should be dry from now on, and you might even get a little bit of sunshine later on this afternoon.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, talking about the Robert De Niro case that's going on at the moment, I remember when I worked for one particular boss and I was running a recording studio. He was my boss for about, I don't know, about a year. Then he left and then I took over as manager. But during the time I was there, he was from Liverpool. Not saying there's anything wrong with people from Liverpool, but he would go like this. He would go, how dare you, Liverpool, how dare you, you effing, blah, 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 and he would be like that. Literally, I didn't say the swear word, I said effing. That's what he used to do. And swear at me all the time. Like, literally swear. I do apologise, actually. I don't think I've ever said that word on air before, so if I have offended anybody, I do apologise. That's what he used to do, and shout. And then after I'd been there a couple of months, when he used to shout and scream and swear and go berserk, for no apparent reason, he used to do it because we all used to laugh at him then, because he would go, oh, he's having one of these moments. Because he did it so often that you would become desensitised to it. Even if he was shouting at you, you'd go, yeah, and everyone outside would be laughing. The rest of the staff would go, oh, he's off on one again. But it made me a stronger person. It did make me a stronger, because you had to get on with it. I mean, you know, unfortunately, you can't now in today's society probably get away with what he did, because, mind you, it's a different thing because it was a recording studio and there was nowhere else to go to. There was no, like, human resources. You go, somebody's been horrible to me today. He didn't have that choice. And a lot of you out there will be listening going, exactly, I've had bosses that were horrible or picked on you. It is horrible when it happens to you. It is horrible. And normally when you first start at work, and it can be either sex, you know. Doesn't matter male or female, you can get that from anybody that can start having a go at you. Very lonely place though when it happens, but especially when it's shouting, you know. Oh, but in the end they'd all be laughing outside. I come out and they'd all be sniggering. I'm like, shut up, shut your face. Oh, has he started again? You go, yeah, what's he started for? I don't know, I just think he's in a bad mood. And that's what he used to do and make my nerves bad. But after a couple of months, you just got used to it, and you just, you know, went okay. He just took it all on board, he'd shout at you, and then he calmed down and go, oh, do you want a cup of tea then or something? You go, okay. Okay, I only saw him drunk once in the back of a taxi. And I said, why do you shout so much? He said, because I need to keep people on their toes. And he was eating a Cornish pasty. I'd never seen him like that before. It was a Christmas do. And his Cornish pasty had gone all the way down his top. And he was laughing. It was very funny. Yeah, I did remind him of it when I met him several years later for a drink. But he was a character. And he was very good at what he did as well. He went to another company. He's very, very good. But he made sure, you know, that he was in charge. And he said the buck stopped at him. And that's why he was tough with everybody else, if you worked for him. Because you couldn't make mistakes because it stopped with him. Although he's never in the office most of the time. Now, because he was always out on these funny, strange meetings. Let's not talk about that now. Coming up next is Donna Summer for Nancy, who's listening all the way over in the enemy side, which is called... Is it Surrey? Is it Surrey or Sussex? I think it might be Surrey. Do you know what? I can't remember. It might be Surrey. But it's a very long way away, and she's got a lovely kitchen. I tell you that. I've been in Nancy's kitchen. Oh, it's gorgeous. That's all you need to know. This is Donna Summer for Nancy with Hot Stuff. If only, eh, Nancy? Been told by Nancy that she's actually in Let me get the... I'm going to say it wrong. Surrey. She's in Surrey. I'm sorry, not Sussex. Well, they kind of sound the same. Although I have been to your house many times, I obviously pay no attention to where I'm going. I'm terrible. Well, I know it was something beginning. I know it's near... Well, it's kind of going out towards Worthing. Well, it's nowhere near Worthing, but it's that sort of direction. That's why I've got confused. Yeah. I thought I'd play this one as well, might as well. This is a bit of Kajagooga. I'm starting off with the 80s. We're going to move right the way forward to today's music because we've got a Blue Scar coming up with an excellent track which I've been playing out on the show. That is independent music coming up next.
Took my heart and led me by the hand into the silver wave. radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now a quick little update. Now, as you know, the Trussell Trust are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK, and Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of well-off food banks. Now, the other week, 199 local people who were not able to make their budget stretch to food after meeting up commitments used the Doddinghurst Road Church Food Bank. Now, they are looking for some supplies at the moment, so if you've got tinned goods, it could be ham, corned beef, tuna, salmon, sardines, mince, onions, chicken in sauce, braised in steak, chili con carne, potatoes, chicken and beef casserole, all day breakfast, ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti, custard, that's just some ideas. Other food items, jams and spreads, biscuits, coffees and jars of pasta sauce, toiletries, soap, toothpaste, all cleaners, bleaches, washing up liquids and powders. Other items are if you've got a glut of carrier bags because they need to give the food out. So that's another thing. If you've got a glut, you can bring those down too. And most urgent still is tea, shampoo and shower gel. They're all the things that they need at Brentwood Food Bank. You can find out more at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And if you want more detail, just go to allthews.phoenixfm.com and you'll find the article there under Brentwood Food Bank, and you can give them a call or email them. And if you've got some extra bits that you can help those families that are in crisis at the moment with their food shopping and other shopping as well, that would be fantastic. And it isn't just food, it is things like shampoo and toothpaste and cleaning products as well, because they, as you know, all cost. Just coming up to 12:21, let's have some City in Colour. This is beautiful. This is called Harder Than Stone. such a good song. I think I actually heard of City in Colour when from Phoenix FM, actually. Now, it is Wednesday today, and if you're waiting for the dulcet tones of Bob Simpson, you're in for a shock, because today, sitting in for Bob Simpson, who's here on Monday, is the one and only Mr. Scott Ross!
Hello. Yeah, shock, probably bad shock, most people.
So how are you? Do you enjoy the weather outside? Lovely, isn't it?
No, it's all right at the moment, but I think it could get a bit wild tonight.
Pardon? don't need to know that conversation. Thanks
well,
very much.
There you are.
Thanks
there
for
you
sharing,
are.
Oversharing there a little bit too much with Scott Ross. What is coming up on your excellent show today?
It's rather timely. You've probably seen that there's some kind of symposium going on today with a whole load of heads of government about AI.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about a head teacher has just been appointed as an AI bot.
Oh.
Yeah, would you believe? So maybe asking what you think about having your boss or you're paying to have your kids educated and you find the school is being run by an AI bot. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It's because they don't, maybe it would be a lot stricter. Like the old-fashioned school, when we used to go to school, or I went to school, but in your day when you went to school, you wouldn't even dare talk back to the teachers, would you?
No
way.
Not.
No, exactly.
Right.
Because you would have got the cane or something else.
Well, probably the cane. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not saying that you should. I mean, we have moved on since then. But, yeah. You know, if you've got, if you've got a puppy and, you know, if a puppy does something on the floor, you normally rub their nose in it, don't you?
Yeah.
And then it trains them not to do it again. You have to shout and do it. So, you know, there has to be a bit. Obviously, I'm not saying do that with children. And I obviously don't have. That's why I don't have children. But you have to have some sort of, I was saying earlier, when I did something wrong as a kid and there was a at the door,
yeah.
They went, your daughter is, and my mum and dad go, come to the door. And I'd be like, did you do that? And I go, did you do it? Now apologise. I'm so sorry I did that. But even if I'd have gone, no, I didn't, they would have said, yes, you did. They
there
never would have. But now it's not like that. It's me. You're
not
talking about my kid. How dare you? You know.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, everybody
right.
thinks their children are. You know.
Yeah. No, I'd have got the cane.
Exactly.
I'd have to pay good money for that now.
Stop saying that. Thank you very much for Scott Ross being a little bit. don't know why you're over laughing there a little bit too much.
Yeah,
thinking
terrible.
Of the happy days. Thinking of the happy days.
Disgraceful.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You know, you have to have discipline. And unfortunately, when I was at school, I didn't want to wear the school uniform. I didn't like it. It always looked really slovenly in my school uniform. But I had to wear it because that's what it was. You know, and in some of my friends' schools who went to some of the Catholic schools, they weren't allowed. If their skirts weren't above their knee, they sent them home.
Yeah.
You know, you came in or you had the wrong shoes on, you went straight back home.
Yep.
So you didn't roll your, what you used to was roll your skirt up as soon as you left, you know, to make it a bit.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't do that in those schools because they just wouldn't allow it. That was it.
No, absolutely. No, I mean, actually, I think uniforms are a great leveller.
Oh, well, let's not go into that now.
But they are.
And he's wearing one today, although he's a little bit old to be wearing those shorts, and it is a little bit cold outside.
Yeah, and moving swiftly on. In the second hour, we're also going to be hearing about why it is that one man's repair job to his car brought an entire town to a standstill. Yes, I know, it's terrible, isn't it? All that, and of course, 2 hours of absolutely sensational music, all coming up between 1 and 3 right here today on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
It's going to be crazy. It's gonna, hold on to your school caps.
Yeah, they'll blow away the wind.
Right, coming up next, we've got a little bit of Calvin Harris and Sam Smith. This is Promises.
Are you drunk enough now to judge what I'm doing? Are you high enough to excuse that I'm ruined? 'Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? 'Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Ooh. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises,
I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything. Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight. You acting tonight.
Is it loud or no? Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm healing out, energy taking control. I'm speeding up, my heartbeat's dancing alone. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything. Magic is in the air, there ain't no silence here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no silence here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight. My eyes on you, your eyes on me, moving left and right, but you're all I see. Let's make a move, don't go away. This feeling's worth too much and I'm here to stay.
Can't escape you when you say you love me.
Rise, we'll set the scene. Cause our love isn't built for the TV screen. Start the show, set us free. Let's experiment, make some chemistry.
Can't escape you when you say you love me. Try to ruin and yet you're all that I see. My heart is racing when I feel you touch me. Could say all night, dance into the flow. And when the mood is right, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one more time, just one more time. We could say all night, dance into the flow. And when the mood is right, we can take it slow. And if you're feeling fine, we'll see where we can go. Just one more time, just one more time.
join in with that one. That is Beat Bakery there with One More Time. Been playing that out for ages because a lot of the times I get music way ahead before the actual release, and I get to play it before a lot of other places like BBC Introducing, because we normally get the tracks first, and as soon as I get a track I like, I jump all over it like a maniac and then have to play it on the show repeatedly. But it just proves that song is in my head because I play it so much, I can sing along to it. And as I said, the more you hear a song, the more you can get into a song. It's like, I remember when I first heard Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head, and the first time I heard it, I thought, what the hell is this? I mean, it's about 20 years old, that song now. And I just thought, what's this? It's terrible, terrible song. But because I was listening to a certain radio station, that radio station played that song again. And then I went, oh, hold on a minute. And then by the third time, I went, oh my God, this is amazing. This is brilliant. What? How could I even think? Poor Kylie. And that's the way it was, because I actually heard it more than once. So sometimes you do need to hear a song more than once for you to get it. And then you start singing along with the choruses and stuff. Some songs are instant. Most songs, they grow on you and you want to hear them again. I've got a bad habit with me. If I like a song, I will literally put it on in the car and play it all the way into the station, all the way home, and do that for several weeks. And then I never want to hear the song again. That's how I am. I can't help it. So what are you looking at me like that for? You gave me a funny look.
No, I didn't. No,
you did. You looked over there and you was like, look of disgust. I'm not having that on my show. You're meant to be not. My friend off air.
I am your friend.
You didn't. You looked over and you went, you snarled at me. I saw it.
I did what at you?
You snarled.
Snarled?
You
know,
that kind of thing. You, that
I don't think so.
You did.
It's probably just my appalling face.
He's got a gorgeous face. Both of us far too good looking to have the webcam on. So we don't do that, because otherwise you'd be distracted from our radio voices, sending us gifts and all sorts.
I do put the webcam on.
Oh, would you get any gifts sent through?
It usually turns itself off after.
Yeah, I don't like
minutes.
That angle. It's the worst. In fact, I've caught myself on that camera a couple of times where it's been left on. I'm like, get that straight. Nobody needs to see you from that angle. That's like the pictures. Paul Golder, who owns the station, he does take pictures occasionally. And I was singing on stage, and he took a picture from... He was on the... taking the shot upwards. So you can only imagine the horror of my neck and double chin floating around like a... I don't know, like a skin polo neck. It was just dreadful. Just dreadful.
Oh, dear.
He won't be listening. Well, he might be. I'm sure I'm listening. Picture. How dare you say that about my photography? Should we play a bit of the Human League?
Why not? We'll be right back.
was slightly whistling along to that and joining in. That was Mirror Man by The Human League.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. Lots of roadworks at the moment on the B186. Whalley Hill both ways at Woodham Road. You've got temporary traffic lights there. Also, you've got them in Ingrave on the A128 Brentwood Road near St Nicholas's Church, and also on the A128 Ingrave Road at Queen's Road as well. So pretty busy around those areas. And then you've got lane closed on the entry slip road, which is causing delays. This is going to be going on for about 18 months while they do that building work along by Harold Wood. They're building some new houses, which is affecting traffic coming onto the A12 at Junction 28 from the Harold Wood side. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and coming back in the opposite direction. Right the way up to the M11, no problems there. And the A12 is running absolutely fine. Can't see any major issues at the moment. You've got, let's have a little look there. You'll get some more traffic and travel. I was just seeing if there's some other problems in the next hour from Scott Ross. Here's Taylor Swift. This is Love Story.
Close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you said stay away from Julie.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fiber.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Standing on the platform, watching you go. It's like no other pain I've ever known.
Oh,
phone, watching you go. You said I wanna see the world, and I said.
That is Freya Riding's Lost Without You. Beautiful song. Coming up next here is London Town by the Condracts. It's also featuring Ed Rome and also the Cutting Crew's Nick Van Eed and somebody on backing vocals called Michelle Ward. Yeah, which is quite good actually.
Sunny days, sunny days. Everybody comes out and plays, laying down a patch of grass in the city, so green. There's a man smoking on a river bridge, yeah. His reflection seems to bother him. As bottles float by, litter in our shore. Somehow we could clean up every single street in every town. Come on, starting with London Town, starting in. Something in the air where I can't breathe. Do you know if we all got together somehow, we could clean up every single street in every town, starting with London Town, starting in.
Great song that is. London Town. And what a great city London is as well. I'm hoping to pop up to like Borough Market soon. Very expensive, but I want to go up and try the chocolate covered strawberries. They've also got, what are you looking at me like? They've also got some, what's the other thing they've got? I think it's like a pulled pork sandwich. It's about £8 or £9, but it looks delicious.
Oh, I fancy that. That price. Mikey, I just saw a steak in London for £700.
What, are you going there after this show? I'm paying you too much. Come and join Scott Ross and his £700 steak from 1 o'clock. I'll be back tomorrow. Here's Jazzy with NRG. Have a great afternoon.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.